There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's almost, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's 2 o'clock already.
I know, it's the third hour of our show, biatches.
So if you're at work and you're feeling a little drowsy, perk up because
we have
some TV to talk about.
And
right
when we
now.
Do, we get our boobs on the tubes.
Yeah. Boobs on tubes, what are you watching? Boobs on tubes. Boobs on tubes. What are you watching? Boobs on tubes.
We're the boobs. This is the tubes. What's on your tubes, Dawn?
You want to talk about yours? Or you want me to... I can just go.
Oh, no, sorry. I want you to talk about yours.
Okay, great.
And then we'll get to mine if we have time.
Okay, so I started watching on TLC, MILF Manor.
Yes. Now, this is the show we longed to see. And
yes.
you told us about this originally, I don't know, weeks ago. And we were like, this is like a bunch of older ladies looking for love, but there's going to be a twist, and we don't know what the twist is. Did you find out the twist?
I did, and everybody sort of guessed it anyway. So it's 8 women who are looking to date younger men in their 20s. And they're, you know, anywhere from, they're like ladies in their 40s to almost 60.
Okay.
And so they're looking for love. They all happen to have sons that are in that group. All right. That age range.
Yep.
And then they reveal the guys that they're going to be dating at this resort in Mexico and kind of competing for. And every single one of their sons is up there.
Ah!
Do we want to hear the trailer remind people?
I think it's my time to find love.
I was married for 14 years. I want to get a chance to do me a little.
Young men have much more energy. They think out of the box. I want that.
Especially in the bedroom.
I am in this amazing, beautiful mansion here in Mexico. This is a perfect place to find love.
Welcome to the villa. You're about to embark on a dating experience like none other.
Oh.
Let's go!
I have an extremely high libido. Is that too much saying I have an extremely high libido? Should I just have said high libido?
Ladies, where's all the men at?
I'm ready to connect with somebody who doesn't really care how old I am.
I'm just looking to have fun.
Here we go.
Reveal.
What the hell?
Oh,
it just got
real.
Ew. Dawn, this seems so cringy.
Okay, so we watch a lot of TLC.
Yeah.
MC and I.
Yeah, it's
like
the learning channel because you like smart shows.
Yeah. We watch a lot of the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, like the spinoffs. It's like, I've put so much time. He loves it. I love it. So he's the one that actually was like, oh, MILF Manor dropped. All right, we're going to watch it. And I'm like, okay, good. You want to watch this? I'll watch it with you.
All right. But you were a little concerned. I know this because you don't like MILF shame.
I don't like MILF shame because I've been one. And so it feels like a personal attack.
Oh, okay. So you felt...
Until this boyfriend I have right now, he is the only person I think I've dated who is my age in the last 15 years.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So,
you're a recovering MILF.
I am. Like, it feels weird to date someone my own age.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, I think it's weird to call someone else a MILF because it's making a statement about you, the person who says the word. So it's like a weird, I just have a hard time saying it. Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, somewhat, I wasn't of cougar age because I was in my 30s, you know, so it wasn't, you know.
Anyway.
And 40.
This show sounds cringe, is it?
The first 30 minutes of it, I was like, oh my gosh, these women are really trying to find someone. And it's like they're shaming them. Like, here, you want a young man? We're going to teach you a lesson. You have to date and your kid's going to be there.
Which
and I'm like, well, this is cruel because do one about old guys too.
And their daughters?
Old.
No.
Well,
thanks.
I mean, that would be the
I know it's equally cringe, but
so
that's
that
why I think
be
it's
more
cringy.
Than me. But anyway, I was cringy because I felt like it was exploiting
but
something. And but they do bring up a lot like this is a double standard world we live in, and it should be okay for
but
us to do.
I always revel like look, I just want to know if I need to watch the show first.
Yes, please do, because I am here for it.
What are you here for? Because you know, you were shamey and cringy, but what redeemed it for you?
It just kept going on. It's two episodes have been dropped.
Okay.
Discovery Plus. All of the competitions they put them through.
You could probably watch this on Hulu too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's probably currently airing.
Same company, yeah. So it is just like there's so many things that are happening with the moms being super protective of their sons. Like there are women who have forgotten completely that they're supposed to be dating because they are like, they have mama's boys and they're like trying to interfere. Like, don't you date that woman. She is just trying to get in your pants. And they're trying to like,
they're like, they're well, obsessed. What's the point of the show, lady? You showed up for the same thing. Oh, my God.
And so there are people that are really concerned with their sons and what they're doing. But it's hilarious to see these young guys hit on these women and them getting flustered and everything.
Yeah.
It's hilarious because then they'll pan to the mom and she's like, what is he saying to her? And like, he's like putting the moves on. Like, they're all actively dating.
Creepy, right? Like, to be putting the moves on in front of your mom?
It's just so weird and something I've never seen. And so it's
like
just,
a train wreck. You want to keep watching.
It's a train wreck, and it's so awesome.
All right, so we're watching MILF Manor now.
Oh, please.
I will indulge in a episode.
I think you'll like it.
I'm sure I will because I'm cheap.
They keep it lighthearted, though. So they'll do these interviews with the mom and the son after we get over the fact that they're together, like all in the same place and sharing a room, you know, with their son.
Oh, God. They're sharing a room?
Yeah,
ew!
They have to share a room with their son.
Ew! So, what if they want to come back to the room with their...
Right? Ew! There's all those things. And then they're like, reveal your deepest, darkest sexual secret.
No!
To try to guess which one their son was.
No!
And then they're like, I think that's my mom who sat at sex on the beach with a stranger. Like, it's just, and then they find out.
They're leaning into this whole thing to make it as creepy and awkward as humanly
possible. It's
hilarious,
though. I'm telling you, it's super fun. And they acknowledge that it's so gross. Like, they're constantly going, I don't want to know that you did that. You know, it's really funny. I find it really entertaining. And it doesn't look like anybody is walking away with any permanent scars. So I love
I would
to
hope
watch
not
it.
Scars. You're just one, like just mental scars. It's fine. Psychological drama.
One of the sons is really upset about learning his mom's secret, but
okay,
I think
great.
He has a reason to be.
Diane would like to join in your chorus. She says it's super cringe, but worth it. Diane!
Hey, guys.
Tell us about MILF
God,
Manor,
God,
honey.
I was hoping you would talk about some of these TLC shows because I am obsessed.
Oh, good.
What are you loving about MILF Manor?
Okay, just how the moms are reacting with the boys. I didn't think I could watch it because it's so cringy.
Yeah.
But I can't stop watching.
I can't wait till the next one drops, Diane.
I know. It's kind of funny in a way.
It's very funny.
There's a little bit of humor to it.
Yeah. They keep it light.
Yeah, but it's still just, yeah, I'm going to be his papa one day. I was like,
the guys are like, I'm going to be your stepdad to each other.
God.
It's so funny. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining in, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Day, guys.
Bye. Yeah, I love a good trash TV show.
It's
you know, my
trash.
My biggest criticism of the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise is kind of that they.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
Oh, my God. The face that you just gave right now, it looked like somebody had done you wrong.
Right. Well, they did because I invested a lot of time in that show. I used to make charts like Jamie would do. Your man.
Yeah.
So anyway.
With the Oscars, you mean?
I did it with Bachelor.
I know. I'm saying what he does with the Oscars.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, because the listener might wonder what the heck you're talking about.
The Bachelor. You've had criticisms.
What I'm saying is, like, sometimes The Bachelor is like, no, we're this is real, and we're not just this is
we're here for the right
quality
reasons.
Cultural programming. And I'm like, no, I'm all about Bachelor in Paradise. I'm all about shows that are like, we're just a mess, and we're fine with that.
Yeah.
So you've got me on board. For a episode of MILF Manor. And I look forward to being cringed.
Please. I want to know what you think.
Mike, have you watched this show?
I have not, but I can't wait now.
Yeah. Would you go on a show with your mom?
No, I would not. Okay. That's not happening.
But nope. They were tricked, so they didn't know.
Both sides were tricked completely?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Interesting.
You'd
yeah,
have
they
to.
Thought
that You'd they
were,
have to.
They thought that they were filming two separate shows at a time, so they were aware that their sons were going off to film a dating show.
Got it.
But
okay.
Then it ended up being like, oh, no, it's the same show.
Oh, God. Terrifying.
Oh, but you're watching... something we didn't get to it. Maybe we can.
No,
talk
it's fine.
About it.
I just want to tell you that I'm loving Abbott Elementary and it's worth all the buzz. And oh. I know you all who watch it know that, but I just haven't. I had such a like chip on my shoulder about network television that I was like, am I really going to watch this? I did. And we're just finishing the first season.
Oh,
and
good.
It's just wonderful. Did you watch it, Mike?
I've not.
Okay.
I'll try it out.
It's worth all the hype, the writing, the actors. They are just chef's kiss. That was actually a chef's. Kiss, because kiss. Anyway, when we come back from the TV that we're watching, thank you, Dawn, to Prince.
That's nasty.
Prince Nasty.
Who's that?
Well, it's Prince Andrew, and we're going to learn a lot more about him and a lot of other people in his nasty circle from a woman named Virginia Giuffre, who's about to write a tell-all, and I'll tell all about that when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Hi.
And, you know, there are creepy people out there. And some people want to talk about their experiences. I'm talking about Prince Nasty.
That's nasty.
Yeah, Prince Nasty being Prince Andrew. So some listeners might not know who we mean when we say Prince Nasty. But I mean Prince Andrew. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about Prince Nasty. Along with some other ne'er-do-wells. Because of Virginia Giuffre.
And tell people who that is specifically.
So you might have heard the name Virginia Roberts, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, Virginia Giuffre, Virginia Giffrey. You know, like people say that name all sorts of different ways. Yeah. But anyway, the moral of the story is she is the woman who alleges that she was among a number of women who were trafficked sexually via Jeffrey Epstein at his behest and Ghislaine Maxwell to other rich and powerful people, including but not limited to Prince Andrew. And she says that the experience she had or the sex trafficking abuse that happened with Prince Andrew occurred when she was just 17 years old.
Yes.
And those allegations led to a $12 million settlement that was signed as late as last February. So just a year ago, those two reached a settlement in that case. Well, we now know that she will be publishing a memoir. And that memoir comes after she signed that settlement, meaning you'd have to imagine, and you brought this up when we were talking about this earlier, she must have said she wouldn't talk about certain things.
That is
to get that $12 million settlement, right?
Right. It involves on the party of Prince Andrew paying that money. It's almost like hush money. Like, okay, I am going to pay you to not talk about this anymore.
Essentially, you'd hope. Well, I shouldn't say you'd hope. You would imagine if somebody was going to pay $12 million to another person who, by the way, he claims that this never happened. But I mean, she says it did. And his account was not very...
She
Did
has
you
receipts.
See the interview?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay,
what
anyway.
A train wreck.
So we don't know specifically what the response has been from either of these individuals, because while tabloids have been trying to reach them, they've not said anything. But you would imagine that Prince Andrew, and the reports are that Prince Andrew has said through people that he would like to claw back that $12 million settlement, in part because if she's going to say something in the... memoir, in the book that she's writing.
Right. Like, well, I want my money back if you're going to talk about me, which is just really like, oh my goodness, just don't even let us remember that you're involved. You know what I'm saying? But they're freaking out. And I can kind of understand why, but at the same time, this woman has the right to tell her story.
I
and
think
we
so
don't
too.
Know what's going to be in the book. So hold your horses, Prince Nasty.
Yeah. And frankly, I would like now, look, this is my personal opinion, but I would like those settlements, those non-disclosure, like the idea.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. The idea that you can pay somebody to not tell their story. Yes, they don't have to take your money, sure. But that being the only remedy for dealing with these sexual assault claims seems really sad to me, that people's only option to have any sort of justice is to accept a lump sum of money, one-time lump sum of money, and then to be gagged for the rest of your life about the thing that happened to you. Yeah. That just, I don't find that to be fair.
Yeah, and also, you want them to have something, but money is the only solution because you can't go back in time and change it. So it's like, if we're paying somebody to agree to not talk about it, which all settlements are that way, also, really.
And I know people say, like, you know, a settlement is not an admission of guilt, but why in a million years would you pay somebody $12 million of your own dollars?
Why would you settle?
If there was nothing for them to not talk about.
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. It's the easy way out, so that, you know, if there are any criminal charges that she would be able to bring up. I don't know what the statute of
limitations. Not anymore. No. And in fact,
it expired.
Yeah.
Which so is she, just don't even get me started on that.
And the civil lawsuit was what she was going to do. Right. And that's what she ended up settling for.
Yes.
So that, you know, so that she ended those civil claims, which is fine. But like, again, it just to create this non-disclosure thing, to me, that's the piece. Like, you want to make a payment to somebody because you did them wrong and you don't want to admit it and you have to feel good about yourself. I don't care, whatever. But I'm sure she'll be grateful for the money. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to account for the damage that was done to her or the victimization that she felt. And I feel like people shouldn't be forced to be silent about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the person gave them money.
I think it's a trade-off to the person having to pay, you know, and it isn't to the person receiving the money. It's like, this is going to help in some way me have a more comfortable life, so that on top of dealing with the PTSD that you gave me and ruining my sex life forever and just, you know, all of these things that are layered about abuse victims, it never leaves you.
Yeah, she's been, if these claims, as she makes them, are true, that she was sex trafficked to Prince Andrew at the age of 17, along with others, but let's just stick with Prince Andrew for the purpose of this. If that's true, do you think that $12 million is going to make her feel any differently about the abuse?
No, which is a good point. It's not going to make her feel any differently, and I agree with you. I think that people should be able to do whatever they need to do to heal. And when you pay someone $12 million, I don't care if it's not an admission of guilt. It kind of is. Because you're trying to avoid...
Well, because again, who pays $12 million? Because you're afraid of her what? And not only are you, you know, making the civil lawsuit go away, which is fine, you're also making her not say anything going forward for the rest of her life.
Probably protecting your friends, and it's deep.
Exactly. Well, we'll learn more about that memoir as it's revealed, and we'll learn more about this show when we return.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Are you suspicious? Are you superstitious? I mean, not suspicious.
I'm super suspicious.
You have superstitions that you follow.
I do. I'm very superstitious. Very superstitious.
So I found something that actually people who believe in these certain things, you might be right. science is backing you up.
Oh, superstitions might be worth my time and effort because science?
I have five of them.
Fabulous. I wonder if there are any of my particular superstition-y things. Are you superstitious?
I try to get rid of that place in my brain.
Do you think it's bad to be superstitious?
No, I just think it's based in fear and I shouldn't have to live my life that way because there's so many other things to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Let's not put more on me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How about this? People say they feel weather in their bones. I know when a storm is brewing.
Yeah.
You know?
I do that. I feel it in my knee.
Okay, so it says it's a classic trope of old-timey meteorology, like somebody that's older rocking
pain
in their
in
porch.
The knee and the stars you will see.
The rains are coming, okay? And they can feel it in their bones. Well, it could be due to the fact that people who make these claims are a little bit older, old-fashioned.
Rude.
And
guilty.
Science has found that what likely calls this predictive sort of pain.
It's my bursa sax.
Are changes in barometric pressure, which can aggravate the fluid in your joints, especially those like the arthritic joints of the elderly. So,
come on. I am neither elderly nor arthritic.
Okay, but they're saying
because I have a trick knee.
If you've heard a lot of like of your grandmas and grandpas saying like, "Oh, I can feel it. It's gonna
rain. There's a storm coming."
They're actually right.
I'm all here for this.
I
believe it 100%.
Definitely, yes. I have joints like my knees and my hip.
I will tell you also, I once had a dentist who said, like, full moons, people have toothaches more on a full moon than, you know, like, they would frequently have more patients on a full moon.
Because mostly made of water and the
gravity.
Yeah. And so
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
You know,
okay,
the tides affect all of us. Okay. So this one is about ancient Egyptians actually had this pregnancy test. And it involved pee. Okay. So let's just get that out of the way. In ancient Egypt, you would pour the lady's pee on a bag of barley and a bag of wheat, one filled with barley and one filled with wheat. If the grain, if either grain sprouted, that means that a little Egyptian was on the way. Well, they did a study on this in 1963, and this method is accurate 70% of the time.
Wow.
So
there's something in the pee that makes things grow?
Yes.
Fertilizer, nitrogen, what?
No, it's the increased estrogen in pregnant pee that would accelerate seed growth. But as far as it predicting whether or not it was a baby, because they said barley means it was a baby and it was a boy. And then wheat would mean it's a girl.
One was a baby and one was a unicorn.
A velociraptor. Oh my gosh. So that's kind of cool, right? Okay. So this one's sort of like, well, this isn't a myth. This actually works. I know it because it happened to me
By the way, this doesn't sound like superstition. Sounds like what we used to call old wives' tales.
Let's rename this. Yeah. Yes. So peanut butter gets gum out of hair.
I would imagine because of the oil and peanut butter.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So if you get, that's because of the oil, yes. And some people recommend like cod liver oil for any ailment.
There's a lot of that laying around in 2023.
But peanut butter.
Why don't you just go get my cod liver oil?
Well, people who put, so my mom did this a lot because I had long Brady Bunch hair.
And you were constantly putting gum in it?
I would have gum somehow.
Fall
and
asleep.
Then I would go to sleep and it would end up in my hair. And my mom was so mad every time.
Oh,
but
sure.
I remember putting the peanut butter in, trying to do it myself so she wouldn't know. Okay, here's another one. Sugar cubes
for
can
horses?
Cure hiccups.
Oh.
So people say a spoonful of sugar makes my... I have told my boyfriend many times, like, you're full of it. That's not going to work. Like, I don't know why you say that.
Well, first of all, again, like cod liver oil... Who has sugar cubes?
A spoonful of sugar.
Okay.
Because Kenny taught me something. Kenny from the morning show who does traffic. Okay.
Yeah.
He said if you have the hiccups, you ask somebody to tell you, say, like, what is my, like, you would say, Don, what's your full name? And then I would say my name to you. And that, then my, I don't have another hiccup.
Weird. Never
so that works for me.
Okay.
And it does, he goes, it always works. And I'm like, okay.
The power of suggestion, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's the same thing that is happening here, which is redirecting your brain. Now, the sugar works because a spoonful of sugar, it stimulates your vagus nerve.
Mm.
And then that's a nerve that communicates information about your organs to the brain.
I have to make sure that that's in working order in February because we're headed to see Adele.
Okay. Oh, okay. My yeah, Vegas in Vegas. Is. Yes.
Hey-o!
Is it said some other way? It's V-A-G-U-S, no, vagus nerve.
Yeah.
That's just,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was just making a Vegas joke.
Okay, so it stimulates your vagus nerve and that communicates information about your organs to the brain. So your body, your brain is thinking about, it basically overrides your hiccups because hiccups can be interrupted by, unless you had that condition where you always hiccup. Oh, God. Just never.
Yeah, the people Lord, who hiccup please. For like years.
Just
like no. There was a guy in Nebraska who hiccuped for 40 years.
Yeah, that's please not. Yeah. Please don't let that happen.
Or like the guy who had a for 40 years.
Oh, no.
You know, mm-hmm. That's not fun.
Yeah, that's not his Vegas nerve.
No.
That's his Atlantic City.
The cherries all came up, but I don't know. Some joke in there. Never mind. We're moving away from that.
Okay, so that actually does work. I was wrong, and I had to apologize to MC and go, actually, I'm reading here that sugar does
okay,
help.
So again, these are like wivesy tales, because I thought you were going to say like superstitions like, you know, a black cat crossing your path, or like I like to toss salt over my shoulder whenever mm-hmm. I spill it.
Which you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I totally do. Yeah. But I don't, like, you mentioned fear, and I don't feel like I'm afraid something's bad's going to happen.
Okay.
I just feel like it's a thing, so, like, honor the thing, right?
Honor the thing, because what if, take it further, you have to say, and what if the thing, what if you don't?
If it does.
What if you don't do it? What's going to happen? What if you don't honor the thing?
Maybe the salt gods will be angry with me.
And that you're afraid of the salt gods, right?
Yeah,
it all
I don't
comes
know.
Back
I mean,
to fear.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's just that you're not conscious of your fear. Like,
wow.
I used to have to count ceiling tiles and
trying to get deep.
Run around my kitchen counter before the microwave stopped.
Yeah.
I had a little.
I guess I'm just, I've got enough on my list of things mm-hmm. that are going to land me in hell for the rest of eternity.
Hey-o!
So
oh, I
would just like to not create anything more on that list.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. But yeah, no, I have just always been a superstitious person. Like I, you know, don't like to breathe a lot near cemeteries.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you're driving by a cemetery, you got to hold your breath because you don't want ghosts getting in you.
Oh, my gosh.
Demons.
Oh, no.
And I don't even believe in those things.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird. I've never
You've
heard,
never
of,
heard
that.
Of that?
No, I've heard of like lifting your feet over train tracks.
So when you were a kid and you drove by a cemetery, you never held your breath.
I never have heard of
Mike,
that.
Mike, no?
Nope.
Wow. No. Oh, my gosh. I step on a crack, break your mama's back.
There's that. I've never had that issue. I'm
okay.
Just stepping away. My mom does have chronic back problems, and I'm not even
well,
joking.
It's your fault. You know, you stepped on crack. See?
See, Dawn?
Be fearful.
The fear was necessary.
Yes. Okay, there's one more here to discuss, and that would be heartburn makes hairy babies.
Ew. Okay, I'm done.
What? No.
Why?
So there's science behind this.
Why?
Heartburn makes hairy babies?
Okay.
What does that even mean?
Like, if you're pregnant and you have a lot of heartburn, it means that you're going to have a
But doesn't every woman who's pregnant have heartburn?
No, not always. Some,
but like
some people
a lot.
Have extreme heartburn. So science says that high estrogen or other hormone levels can cause hair growth in a fetus.
That's so
and
weird.
At the same time can
Is
relax
that
the
hair
esophagus.
Growth in a fetus? Do fetuses grow hair?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, I know that babies can come out hairy, but
yeah,
like,
that's what we're talking about.
But like even when they're fetuses?
Yes.
They got like a little toupee going on?
Yes.
Clearly my mother never had heartburn.
Oh, Mike. So it turns out that high estrogen levels causes your esophagus to relax, and that allows stomach acid to leak up there and cause you digestive problems.
Okay.
So you're going to get heartburn if you have
also,
high estrogen levels.
I've never
levels.
In my life heard, if you get heartburn, you're going to have a hairy baby. Because again, you're saying these are like superstitions. I've never in my life heard, oh, everybody knows heartburn.
Maybe it's something that baby. Women have said more
also,
often.
Is that a good or a bad thing? Do you want a hairy baby?
Are you asking me if you have one to give me? Yes, I'll take it.
You want a hairy baby?
I'll take a hairy baby. I'll take any baby.
No, I'm just saying, like, as a mom, like, because, again, superstition implies that people don't want this thing to happen.
Right.
So is there...
I mean, if you're... So I do know a baby that started out very hairy.
Okay. Started out very hairy.
So she has also had a lot of issues in her life and has had to have electrolysis, you know, and hair removal.
And did her mom have... heartburn?
I'll have to ask the mom.
You should.
Yeah. So anyway, she dealt with, like, you know, having a little mustache, you know.
Yeah,
and
well,
having,
that's normal.
You know, it's like was very embarrassing for her as a
Our
teen.
Beauty standards are ridiculous.
It is. And so that was like a like gifts were given, like, this is what you get for your birthday is laser hair removal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, on her back and stuff like that.
Oh, that's, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So I did want to, just circle back and let you know that both Teresa and Panda said that they held their breath going by cemeteries too.
Oh my God.
So it's a legit thing. I didn't just make that up.
All right. Well,
so next time you go by a cemetery, just hope it's not a long one.
Okay. But I put myself in positions to be around haunted things.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get possessed.
I'm going to hold my breath all night.
Yeah, I don't think you, I think it's like, I don't know. I always did it when we drove by.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no.
Do you ever have any of those superstitions? Like when you drive by like a, you know, a one, what was it? Like a Volkswagen Beetle with.
That's your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slugbug.
Slugbug, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Or if a, you know, like when it's just got one flash, what do they call that? One headlight?
Perdiddle.
Perdiddle. We just call it padiddle. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Padiddle.
Padiddle.
Okay.
Did you call it perdiddle?
Perdiddle.
See?
Oh. That's it. That's my list. If you have any superstitions, email
Those aren't
us
superstitions.
Individually and we'll talk together. Because we don't have a show email that goes to both of us.
Yes, thank you. Just email us separately because the show or the station has decided we're not worthy of an actual joint email.
Yeah.
So
it's going on 2 months.
Please
now.
Write a letter. I don't know where you should send it.
Yeah. Do a handwritten one.
Actually, here's what you should do. Instead of writing a letter to us, send a Valentine's to our lovely seniors because it's the second annual Valentine's for Seniors Dawn. And before we head out to a break, where can they learn more about sending Valentine's to our seniors?
Go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword Valentine. You'll find the address where to send them and all the instructions.
All right, we'll be right back with a game here on My Talk 1071.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment. It's that time to play a game with Mike.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, we end every show with a little game show roulette. It could be a game show of the past, the present, or even the future. Let's spin that wheel and figure out what we are playing today.
Whoa!
We've got a brand new game.
I don't remember
this
one.
Oh my gosh, this is a great day.
This... is Shop Till You Drop.
Yes. Oh, my God. My favorite things. Dropping and shopping.
There you go.
Dropping like it's hot.
This show, of course, basically akin to supermarket sweep. Instead of running around a grocery store, you're running around a mall. It is Shop Till You Drop. They actually aired back to back on the PAX network, I believe, when I was a kid. And it was phenomenal.
Cannot wait to go back to the mall.
Yes. It was so, so good. Mm-hmm. So this game will play kind of similar to how we played supermarket sweep. I don't have a mall for you to run through. Not yet.
It's okay.
Until we get sponsored by it. You know, maybe find
all the
Rosedale exactly. Center.
There
that
we go.
Too.
So what we're going to do is we're going to start with a rapid fire question round. I've got questions here that I will give back and forth, or actually just to both of you. If you know the answer, ring in with your name and then answer it. You don't have to wait for me to finish the question, but if you do interrupt me and say your answer and you're wrong, your opponent gets to hear the full question.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Every correct answer in this round.
Is this a money game?
Yep. It's a money game.
Okay.
So every, no, it's nothing like that, but you each question correct is 100 BD bucks, you know, our fictional currency.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the next round, which is slogans for $200. And then if we've got time, we'll get to jingles as well.
So okay. All right.
Let's start it off with the rapid fire round. Again, all you have to do is say your name. That is your buzzer and answer.
Don't hit the table.
You don't have to hit the table. No. Here.
I don't like it.
We go.
Don't do that.
After a failed merger with Kmart, this department store also filed for bankruptcy. Now it has 42 locations, down from 700 at its peak.
Dawn. Bradley.
Dawn.
Sears.
Correct. That's 100 points. Complete the name of this store that sells fishing supplies and a whole lot more. Bass Pro.
Bradley Trainer.
Oh,
Bradley.
My God, I worked there.
Bradley.
Shop.
There you That's go. You got the little lesson there at the end. What product would you
put? Oh my gosh, she's like, I work there, but
the
you didn't say your name
is in
fast
Springfield,
enough.
Missouri, and the owner lives down the street from my parents.
Well, it didn't help you today, did it?
The definition of rapid fire round is we go quickly See? Through these. What product would you primarily find at tradehome.com?
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Homes.
No.
Trade home?
Tradehome.com.
Airbnbs.
Oh my. Trade home shoes? You guys don't okay.
Shoes?
Okay. Trade Home Shoes is a very popular mall
Shoes.
Store. That yeah. Okay,
oh.
never mind. In just about every mall, this place sells a wide selection of body sprays. So
Bradley Trainer.
John. Bradley.
Bath and Body Works.
Correct. Still around today, this teen-focused store peaked in the late 90s, just like most
Dawn.
Of us. Dawn.
Hot what topic.
Is it? Now, I will finish the question. Still around today, this teen-focused store peaked in the late 90s, featuring hot jewelry and hair
oh,
fashion trends.
I was gonna say that.
Plus, it's where most of my friends got their ears pierced.
Claire's.
There you go. Ah! That is correct. It's All Good Men. If you can name this aromatic mall staple featuring the classic role, caramel pecan.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
That is Yankee Candle.
Oh, I'll finish the question now for you, Dawn. It's Saul Goodman. If you can name this aromatic mall staple featuring the classic roll, caramel pecan center roll, and frozen lemonade.
Dawn? Cinnabon.
Correct. Ah! Nicely done. So there you go. That's the rapid fire round.
Okay.
Well done. It's 300 to 200. That is the score.
I'm winning.
Bradley is winning. Yes. He got one more there.
I worked there.
That was the best.
Oh, my God. He helped us. Find our cows when they got out of the fence.
He didn't help you find a point, did he?
Damn it.
Wow. All right, this next one is slogans. I am going to read a slogan, and whichever one of you can finish with the word that is missing. There's a missing word at okay. the end of this slogan. You go ahead and ring in and let me know. These are worth $200 a piece, so Dawn, there's still a lot of time left mm-hmm. for you to come back.
Or not.
Here we go. You save big money.
Bradley
you
Trainer.
Bradley.
When you shop Menards.
Menards, yes. You got it. Good job.
You save big money when you
All right.
shop Menards. Okay.
Again, it is 500 to 200 now, but still plenty of time. We've got a lot of questions left. Here we go. Every kiss begins with...
Bradley Dawn.
Bradley.
Kay.
Kay is correct.
I hate ringing in with my name.
What do you want to ring... Pick
you
something else.
What do you want to ring in with?
I don't know. I just hate the rush to ring in with...
But that's the game.
Yelling. I know. I hate this game.
All right.
No,
next,
okay.
next up, we've got two more of these to get through.
You can do it, Dawn.
Walmart, save money, live.
Dawn.
Dawn.
Fashionably.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know this
Walmart,
one.
Walmart,
save money, live.
Cheaply.
It is save money, live better. That is the slogan for one Walmart.
That.
There you go. And finally, here for slogans, we've got Staples. That was...
Dawn. Worth it.
Okay, that was...
Staples.
Easy!
Now you're just giving away points.
Easy.
Yeah, it was easy, yes.
Did you know that, Dawn?
She did. She said it.
I did it.
She knew it.
I did.
Well, then
it.
Why didn't you say it?
I don't know.
You get so flustered, Dawn.
Oh,
you still got time, though. You still have time, though. Even
the
with...
sickness is coming back.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Please don't.
All right. You're going to have to get both of these, or three of these jingles here if you want to come back and get the win. These are worth $300 apiece.
Okay.
Ring in when you know this jingle.
Goody got it. Bradley Trainer.
Bradley, for the win.
Sam Goody.
Sam Goody got it. Commercial from the 1980s.
Sam Goody.
Vinny got it.
There you go.
Oh,
well, that's for the win. Wow.
Yes, queen!
We do have a couple more jingles if we want to have some fun, or some commercials
or jingles.
Want to have some fun, but that was a dominating performance there in the end.
Okay.
Which one? Well, no, you come back and make it look a little more respectable.
I mean,
for more BD bucks. Here we go.
Can you?
What store is tied to this one?
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
Toys R Us.
Oh.
Toy store there is. Gee whiz.
Want to grow up.
Because baby, if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
And
yes, sir.
Finally.
Bradley Trainer.
Yeah.
That's Ace.
Ace is the place with the friendly hardware folks. Wow. That was an outing right there. That was a performance.
What happened, Dawn?
Done? I just lose confidence, and it makes me
you always start
feel
so
nervous.
Strong, and then as soon as you face any adversity, it goes the other way.
Wow. Oh. Adversity? So you're saying I'm not tough?
No, I didn't say that at all. Oh, I'm not. No, no, this
I'm going to stand over here for this conversation.
I'm just saying.
And enjoy my winning!
I don't like bullies. I don't like, I like it to be nice, and then you start getting mean by screaming your name, and it scares me.
I think that's called playing the game,
and plus, I can't see Mike.
Oh, that's
I'm in a corner over here. Well, they put me in a closet.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses. What did I win, Bob?
Well, you won the game. But
which means I won how much money?
You won, oh my goodness, I have to figure out, because you ran the final one. So you're up into 900, then you got those additional 900, 1,800 BD bucks going your way.
And Dawn, did you did she walk away with anything?
Of course she does, because there's no winners and losers
corn!
Here. There's winners and there's consolation prize winners, and you got this.
Set of Regal's decorated harvest aluminum waterless cookware with Teflon.
Regal cookware.
Wow.
You can make corn in that.
Oh my God. Just because I'm a woman, I have to be in the kitchen.
Oh my God. What is wrong with
I selected
today?
That well before we started that game.
You need to take a breath, honey.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
I think you won male underwear yesterday, so we know that's not the case.
Oh, male underwear.
I picked
right.
it before we start, so.
I know. I'm just being surly
hey,
to be fun.
She's just being a sore loser.
We're going to do this. We're going to get it. But Bradley has gone on quite the run.
Well,
three straight wins in a row. Three straight wins in a row, which means Bradley now has the
lead.
That's is true.
What am I at?
She filled it in. 10-7 now.
10-7. You're not that far behind, girl.
Oh, yeah. I'll get there eventually.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Super All right. Or shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. Thank you, Mike. And when we come back, we will be Lori and Julia from 3 to 6. And then Dawn and I will be back tomorrow along with Mike right here on My Talk 107.1. Bye.